Hello, 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 and welcome to another fabulous Friday with your favorite friends right here on the 6 Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad and, of course, the Queen's Court. Come on in, get comfortable, get relaxed, go tell your friends. We've got a great show for you, as always. But before we do, keeping God first, a prayer with Evangelist Clayton.
Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is the head and not the tail. Amen. To God be the glory. Our Father who art in heaven, holy be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debt as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Most gracious Father God Almighty, Father God, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are our Rose of Sharon and our Lily of the Valley. You are that bright and morning star, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we come to you humble as we know how, no fashion form or no show, God. But Lord, for you, God, to get the glory out of every story, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Purge and cleanse us, Father God, with hypocrisy so that we may be sons and daughters worthy to call upon your name, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name is the highest name that we know, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know we can come to you just as we are, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for directing our path, Father God, and the path of righteousness for your name's sake, even though we go through some valleys, God. Even though we go through some pain, we go through some hurt, Father God. We go through some turnarounds, ups and downs, Father God. We go through some oppression, depression, panic attack, and anxiety attack. But we know, Father God, that you're with us wheresoever that we go, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you all of the praise and all of the glory because it all belongs to you, Heavenly Father. Like no other God, you are able, God, to do all things, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. But, Lord, we just want to tell you thank you for your healing tonight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We want to tell you thank you for your deliverance tonight, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, for setting the captain free, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to tell you thank you for your breakthroughs and your miracle that you're performing in all our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you are God because you have all power in your hand, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. You have given us power, Father God, to suffer over the enemy, God, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper, Father God. And every tongue that rises up against thee in judgment shall be condemned, God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We know, God, that you are able, God, to uphold us with your right hand, Father God. You said, Father God, that you'll be with AJ and the squad in Queen's Court, Father God, wherever that thou goest. And we know, God, that we're leaning and depending on you, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, look down on our children and our children's children, Father God. Look down on our kinmen, God, our neighbors, our community, Father God. Look down, Father God, on our church family, Father God. Look down on those that are homeless, thirsty after the righteousness of you, Father God. Look down on those that are behind the prison wall, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, do it, God. We'll be so honored to give you all the glory and all of the praise, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Like no other, you are able, God, to do it, Father God. You are able to bring us through, Father God, some turmoil in our lives, God. You are able, Father God, to do it like you said that you would, Father God. You able, Father God, to heal, Father God, sugar, diabetes, God. You able, God, to heal, Father God, high and low blood pressure, Father God. You able, God, to do it in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. You able to catch the blind eyes, Father God, in the house, are able to open, God. You able, God, to write on the table of our heart that we might not sin against thee, Father God, In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for the spiritual insight, God, that you have given us, Father God, to run this race, to see where the end goes be, Father God, and hold that for our chain to come, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we know, God, that you are able, God, to do it, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, leading God us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. You told us, Father God, that if we keep your commandment, God, in the name of Jesus, God, Father God, there's no good thing that you would withhold from us, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want tonight, Father God, because you have everything, Father God, that AJ and his squad and Queen Court need tonight, God. We know, Father God, that you able, God, you able to do it, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, look down on every speaker, God. Look down on every fan and every listening ear, Father God. Every supporter, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Every donation, God, look down upon you, God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Look down, Father God, on all your will and workers, God. Don't mind working in the kingdom of God, Father God. For you're able, God, to do all things, Father God. Look down on your sons and daughters, Father God. Father God, look down on God, Father, tonight. Father God, touch, Father God, in a special way, Father God. Whatever that it may be, God, you able to do it, God. Look down on all the squad members, God. In the name of Jesus, God. United we stand, divided that we fall. We are our brothers and sisters keeper, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to give you the glory, to give you the praise, God. Father God, continue to uphold us, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to be our guiding light and be that driving force in our life, Father God. If you bring us to it, God, we know you're going to bring us through it, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, leading God us, Father God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake, Father God. You told us to cast all our cares and concerns upon you, God, for you cared for us, Father God. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the days of trouble, Father God. And you know it, those that trust in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord, we know, Father God, that we can't do anything without you, Father God. We can't make it on our own, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for equipping us with a sound mind, Father God. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father God, we give you all the glory and all of the praise, God. Bless every event, Father God. Every church event, every conference, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Do it, God, and we'll be so honored to glorify your name, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, show up and show out, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, touch the speaker tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, crown her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Like no other, Father God, breakthroughs and miracles, God. In the name of Jesus, we are living testimony, God, to tell that you can and that you will, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, when the man said no, you said yes, Father God. We shall live and declare the work of the Lord. And God, we give you all of the glory, all of the praise, Father God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Lord, whatever that do you, God, see fit for thee, God. In the name of Jesus, look down on 6 Eyes Radio Network tonight, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Look down, Father God, on every staff member, Father God, every participant, God, every sister and brother, Father God, in Christ Jesus. Look down, Father God, on the fivefold ministry. Look down upon every clergyman and woman, Father God. Look down on every workman in the kingdom of God, Father God. Touch in a special way, God. And Lord, when we go in the last mile of the way, Father God, please, Heavenly Father, give us a home in thy kingdom, Father God. For this is thy servant prayer, God. In the name of Jesus, God, you do it, God. And Lord, we're going to praise you and we're going to thank you in advance, God, for you showing up and you showing out, Father God, in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we give you the glory. We're going to give you the praise in the name of the Father, his Son, and the Holy Spirit. Do it. And we'll be so honored to praise your name. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. Let's get this tell you this will be all right.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
All right. Wanted to make sure we got that out the way. You know, never know where the conversation will go. But we want to thank you guys for being with us tonight on the Six Sides Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. Sit back, relax, and of course we got something great for you. For you, 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 and especially you. So go get your friends, come on back, go get your snacks, and come sit right here with the Six Sides Radio Network, AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court.
Good evening to each and every one of you. May God bless you and be with you. Welcome to another phenomenal episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio.
Hey there, bud. What you doing over there?
I just like my new next report.
What that next report be about?
Well, it's a report because we got all these books and stuff like that. And I get all these authors. Did you know Phyllis Wheatley? She was born in 1753. And at the age of 7, she was taken from Africa. But she wrote the first book about racial things and about how people were captured and taken into slavery.
Now, boy, that baby should not never did this.
Yeah, that is a wonderful thing to read books together about black history. How to search things on the internet. Blackinventions.com. Yeah, there's some great stuff there. You know? And you always use your devices. Your computer device, your Alexa device. And you learn all good things about African-American history. But we call it American history.
Hey, boy, that there be something catchy there. And you know what else? You can also learn about American history right there on that there AJ in the Squad.
Yeah, along with Queens, Queen. You know, I wonder, whatever I did for Valentine's Day.
Hey, boy, what you did for Valentine's Day?
Well, you know, I got my first kiss on Valentine's Day, Dad. Yep, it was so wonderful. And something else happened.
Hey, boy, we'll talk about that later. Can you know disclaimer? And baby, did I make?
Oh, Dad, you know we always do a disclaimer. Yeah? But we'll talk about that later. That's my baby.
Hey, you know, this shit never is a wonderful thing tonight, see? Because we can discuss sister brother.
Me and my 49ers lost.
It's all right there, buddy. They still got talking. But yes, they got to send them that there catch. With the rest of the hills.
I know, right? I know the godfather, Mr. How Sweet It Is. It's going out the chain right now. It's Kansas City wine.
Get that, bud. They he'll be all right. Just throw some unsweetener in his How Sweet It Is.
Yeah, and give him a bowl of chicken to eat. That'll do it.
I know that. That'd be right. But, bud, you know what? The show already started. It's almost time for that mental check. You ready to tell them about your mental?
I sure am. Yep. And how Valentine's Day went later on in the show.
I know that. That'd be right. And don't forget, y'all people out there, text your friends right now. 424-243-9617. Tell them come on the boat. And make sure you check out AJ in the Spot on Facebook. Yep.
Sounds good to me. Yo, AJ, yo, whip off something. Real good.
Was the struggle, we send this out.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea. Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won.
Just Two More by Darius Brooks. Hello, to each and every one of you. My name is Mr. Anthony. I am the president of the nonprofit organization One Mobile Services. That is WUN. What you need, mobile services. Here at One Mobile, our mission is to bring everyday essential goods to our neighbors and communities and to those who are not mobile. We also envision a world where the immobile will have equal opportunity and access to essential goods in accordance with the needs of all. If you would like to help us to continue to help others, please send your charitable donations to $WUNMOBILEINC. That is the Cash App, $OneMobileInc. You can be assured that your contribution will make the difference in someone's life. They thank you, and we thank you as well. May God bless each and every one of you.
Yeah, we've waited 50 years for this. I'm 38 years old, and I've still waited 50 years for this. You ain't stopping this, baby. No way, not a chance. Yo, you're looking at the AFC champs, the new winter-proof Chiefs kingdom that they just revamped with chocolate and tomahawk. It's freezing cold outside, but we about to make it hot like a Molotov. Bang! Tell the 49ers gang that we borderline insane. We sipping the champagne, we went on a campaign and deaded them. King Henry? We beheaded him. Tyreek Hill, catch him if you can. He running in the end zone and stretching out his hands. Sammy Watkins might take off and ever even land. And you know Travis Kelce is a man. Nico Hardman is running faster, but I'm coming at you like a honey badger. I split domes like Chris Jones, slamming quarterbacks and they end zone. Yeah, we the children of Andy Reid. We are the real kind of fans. We bleed. We had to build on the land to breed a championship team with the skills and the hands and speed. We wear royal blue in the spring and summer, but man, in the winter or fall, we are very red. And we can be 16, and we're still probably gonna go and get a pop it at an arrowhead attack in the zone. We react with miraculous traction. We'll crack you and sack you at home. And I'm sharing this imagery like I am Eric B. Innes. In the back with the tones, we're immaculate, passionate, walking right up in your stadium, trashing it, taking your check and we cashing it, Holmes. Everybody make a little noise for the quarterback, Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, this is Tomahawk Chop. Throw your hands up, we ain't never gonna stop. Coming at the enemy, so everybody drop. We popping.
It's the Kansas City
Chiefs. Yeah, we do it for the town. The city is the kingdom, and we do it for the crowd. Everybody screaming, baby, listen to the sound. We coming.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, this is Tomahawk Chop. Throw your hands up, we ain't never gonna stop. Coming at the enemy. To everybody drop, we pop it.
It's the Kansas City
Chiefs. We do it for the town, the city of the kingdom, and we do it for the crowd.
I will now rap for 49 seconds without breathing.
There is not a better quarterback that's on the planet than the Magic Man. Mahomes, the MVP, you understand it. He's a Kansas City legend. He's exciting. He's the best man. He was biting on the necks of all the Titans and the Texans. He can throw a perfect pass and put it right into your chest, man. It don't matter. He can get you with his right hand or his left hand. He can rush it to the end zone. He can jump right out of pocket. Got a cannon for an arm. It's like a rifle and a rocket. If you think another quarterback is like him, better stop it. He'll go psycho and attack you like a tiger. When the Travis had an injury this year, he burst up here to get back better. He's a leader and a star, and he don't buckle from the pressure, man. We're doing this for Derrick, Tony, Priest, and then Lamar. And then we think about the 50 years of seasons in the garbage bin. We're putting on a cleat. You know it's time to play some ball. We gotta do this for Willie, Buck, and Bobby, even Jamal. We gotta conquer your attention, Kansas City, man. It's time to free the monster. Gonna win the Lombardi, get you a proper man. We're going to the Super Bowl. The Clinton's the time is now. We gotta get revenge for 50 years where every single one of us has been suffering with the broken heart. We're doing it for Andy. Gotta do it for the owner, Clark. Every single one of us, we gotta have a leap. Everybody make some noise for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
You're now listening to the 6 Hours Radio Network. You're tuned in with AJ and the squad in the Queen's Court. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for such a beautiful opening. Thank you, Evangelist Clayton, for, as always, a powerful prayer. And hello, everybody. Hello, 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 hello. Hi.
Hello, hello.
Right, let's open up some mics. Let's talk about some mantles. Let's do some this, some that.
Phone lines are now open at 424-243-9617. Remember, press that one. Wait till you hear say you are now in the host queue, and Queen will get to you and open your mics up. And as she just said, you can join us and share your mental health with us and let us into, you know, what's going on with you.
All right. So, Queens, let's start with our Queens. Let's tell us how your week was, how you feeling right now. Share your good news with us. Whatever you got to share with us, we want to hear it. So with that being said, this is the Queen. I'm calling out of North Carolina. Whoop, whoop, go Tar Heels. And I'm good. I'm a little short of breath right now, but I've had a long day and I'm winding down. But I'm here where I need to be, where God has placed me, with the Hot Artist Show on radio airwaves. So, yes, I'm here with my people, with our audience, with our callers, with our lovers and supporters, and with my king, of course. And I just want to share, and I'll make it quick because we got quite a few people in here. If you guys know, I'm actually in school. And I was told the other day that I am 50 credits from graduating. 50. I have 10 classes to go, and it's 5 credit per class. I have 50 to go. You guys just don't know what that means to me. And it's just, I just want to tell young people, it's never too late. It's never too late. I am knocking on 60's door and about to get my papers. So I am so excited, so excited. My daughter has been a great inspiration. AJ has been phenomenal in pushing me to make sure I get my homework done. I keep those A's going. And I love it for that. I love him for that. I love my village. And I just say, thank you, guys. Keep us prayed up. I'm excited. And if I can't get to the place, then it's going to be all on Facebook and everywhere else because I'm going to get my paper. So, yeah, yay me. So, with that, I am complete. And thank you, guys, for being with us tonight.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Giving honor to our Father, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, who is our everything, and without Him, I can do absolutely nothing. But it gives me great pleasure to be here tonight, amen, with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, one of the hottest radio stations in your radio land. Amen. And just look forward to the Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour. My mentor today is extraordinary. I tell God thank you for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which means extraordinary. You can't lose with the stuff that he used. And we serve an awesome and an amazing God. I thank God for each and every one of you to hear your beautiful voices. Voices are beautiful. They are beautiful. Sounds of instruments are beautiful. So I'm just grateful. I'm grateful for the beginning of the show, the music, amen, that came before. Really was pleasant, really was groomed, and really was well thought out, and really it just played a significant role in making us who we are. And I'm just so grateful to be here with each and every one of you. Thank God for our family, friends, and loved ones. Thank God for our children and our children's children and their success and what God is doing. You can't lose with the stuff that he used. And I tell God thank you for being right here on this service tonight at the 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time hour. Y'all pray my continued stay in the Lord as God continue to elevate, God continue to grow, and God continue to show up and he continue to show out. Y'all be blessed, and I'm completed.
Thank you. Three, three,
hello,
six,
hello, hello to everyone out there. I am Ms. Cotton Joy,
hello,
calling from the North Carolina area. And
ooh,
I want to give Miss Ladies kudos, 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 kudos. I'd be looking at that mouth, and I'd be like, what the?
I know.
Looking at that mouth, my daughter, from college, so I'm like, what? Wait a minute, you got to give me a time. Think about this thing. So I give kudos to Miss Lady. Ooh, that
thank
mouth
you,
is,
thank
oh,
you,
no.
Thank you.
But I say kudos, kudos to Miss Lady. You got it. And, oh,
thank
I'm so
you.
happy for you. Getting ready to graduate and everything. That is
yes,
so exciting.
Ma'am.
And getting ready to go
yes.
to your next chapter, wherever you go after
right.
that, you know. Do you think you're going to go back into more school?
No.
I do. I actually want to go into social work within the school system now. I don't want to leave the school system, but I want to be able to do social work within the school system. If not, I want to be in a private facility where I can be there for kids that look like us and somehow on site for them. So that's what I'm looking into, but we'll see what God send me.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. Appreciate the support. All right, any more queens? Any more queens? Any more queens? Any more press one if you want to talk? Press one. And if you don't want to talk now, we'll let you talk in a minute. It's okay. Well, we'll move on to our kings. 803, your mic is open.
What's up, everybody? This is PC from South Carolina. My number is 10 plus more. And going to get better, more and more. Shouts out to you, Queen, doing your big success in education. Shouts out to the whole entire squad. Y'all know how we do it. We don't turn down for nothing. We always turn up. And shouts out to everybody that's going tonight as a guest. Y'all part of the squad, too. Don't turn down for nothing. I always turn up and just keep going on your side and everything.
You'll
be just fine. I'm complete.
Amen. 205, your mic is open.
Hello. How you doing, Queen?
Hey. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I got it first. I got
good
it
evening,
first.
Mr. Lockley. Yeah, I was about to say. See, look. See, he said hello to you
first.
See? See? So you can no longer say. He don't ever say hi to you first. How you doing, Mr. Lockley? Good evening to you, sir.
Yes, I'm Lester Lockley out of Tallahassee, Florida, and I love listening to the 6 Hours Radio Network and AJ and the squad in Queens Court. And my mentor is about an 8, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the show, and I believe I'm going to enjoy myself, and y'all pray for me.
Amen.
And after delayed Valentine's Day.
Same to you.
Welcome. And I'm complete.
Thank you, Ms. Lockley.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Of course, this is Cindy Lockley, the wife of Leslie Lockley from Tallahassee, Florida, and my mental status has been up and down, but it's my own fault. But right now it's at an 8, and that's good. I thank God it's back where it should be. And I would like to say my husband and I, we want to let the 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court know that you're making a big difference all around the world. And we know that you go through, you know, tough times, hard times, but God is with you in every minute of every day, and you got the strength to get through anything. And you're doing an awesome job, and I say that because you inspire people that can be, you know, happen to be great at whatever they do, wherever they go, and you give someone a reason to smile. And I just thank God for the 6 Hours Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, the hottest radio station in the nation. I'm glad to be here, Simone.
Thank you.
Wow.
That's awesome. 704, your mic is open.
This is Tony calling out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And hello, congratulations. I'm so excited and happy for you, Miss Lady.
Thank you.
You know, I know you're going to do great at whatever you do. as far as graduating afterwards and all of that. And you know, I'm just glad to be on another podcast radio on the AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court. And my mental is pretty good. It's about a 9. I don't want to complain because I'm so grateful and glad to be here. I'm glad to hear everybody. And with that, I'm complete. Looking forward to the show. I'm complete.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
215. I'm sorry.
Well, hello there, ladies. Well, hello there, indeed. It is a pleasure to be back on the scene again. And I'd like to say congratulations, Miss Lady. We need all the Black women we can to further their education.
Thank you.
I am so grateful. I am so proud of you. Continue to do what you got to do. And I'm sure you're going to be a great help to somebody. It might be me if I live long enough, but anyway. And anyway, my mental is good, and I'm glad to see that AJ is in a better spirit than he was today. I'm kind of worried about it, but knowing he's the man with the plan, and he's not Bobby Bland, but he's cool, calm, and how sweet it is. It's just one Black man's opinion, AJ.
You are definitely the man, Godfather. You are definitely the man.
80 years.
Oh, my goodness.
We have any more kings?
Any more? No, babe, I think you're it.
Good evening, everyone. I am AJ calling out of the city and state of Cleveland, Ohio. Good evening to everyone. My mental is all right. Miss Lockley put it, I think, the word strength. And that's what I've been finding myself this week. Just calling upon God for strength. To give me calmness, to give me peace. You know, we're all going through things. We accept that, and that's, we understand our positions, our roles, and who we are. And we all understand we're in it to win it. And we've accepted our roles. We've accepted our positions. So, you know, I'm going to take, you know, those ups and downs. As they say, you got to take the good with the bad. You know, I did with the podcast, and I enjoyed doing that. And off the phone, as they say, on the other side, you know, I have a couple of friends going through some things, and so I've been trying to help them out and be support system for them. You know, it can get a little strenuous sometimes when you're going through a lot. And, you know, you have friends, family, you have certain situations that you deal with on a regular basis, and you just sometimes have to, you know, you have to realize, like, why do I feel the way I feel? And it's because that word again, energy. We have to be careful who we give our energy to, how much of our energy that we give to other people. And I tell people all the time, if you're giving positive energy to the right people, that's a beautiful thing. But you have to learn not to give energy to the wrong situations or to the wrong people. So that's kind of been my conflict this week, dealing with those things. But on the other side, you know, going through these situations has taught me, you know, it's okay. It's all right. And so that's what I'm dealing with. But I want to say to Queen, I'm very proud of you. I feel like I've been going to school with you for like the last 2 years, to be real with you.
Right.
But it has been a journey. It has been an adventure for the both of us. And you know how I feel about you. You know, I have so much respect, so much love for you. You know, everything you've gone through, everything you're still going through. And once again, it's been put out here. No matter what, we don't stop. We don't quit. We keep pushing. We keep pressing. because we understand there is something that is meant for us, and we're going to get what is meant for us. And I am very proud of you, and you are so close, so close, so close. And yeah, I can't wait, because listen, I'm going to put on a cap and a gown myself. I'm going to walk across my floor with you.
Okay.
Go, baby, go. But yeah, so that's where I'm at with it. But yes, I'm very excited and very pleased. Keep those A's up, finish strong.
Yes.
Right around the corner. And with that, I'm complete.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that. I really do. We're going to defer just a little difference in the program. Our speaker is here, but she is going to have to leave before she was hoping to. So I'm going to let AJ get her song ready, and then we're going to get her on so she can give us some of her and then get to where she needs to get to, if that's okay with everybody. You know, God is going to be in control, and we're going to do things the way you say do them. So with that being said, after this next selection you hear, you will hear the voice of Miss Portia Bright Pittman of North Carolina, and she is a phenomenal, awesome, awesome story, a great woman, a woman of courage, substance, and intelligence. So sit back and relax and hear what she has to bring to you, and we will present to you Miss Portia Bright Pittman. You will hear yourself going on mute, and that's only to give her respect as she takes the floor. So after this next election, that's what you'll be hearing.
You're listening to AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court, here on the Six Eyes Radio Radio Network.
Thank you.
That was I'm Going All the Way by the Sounds of Blackness.
To you, Miss Portia Bright Pittman.
Hello, 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 hello. I am so happy to, you know, be on the show today to, you know, have this experience. Thank you so much for, you know, even inviting me. It kind of caught me off guard because, I mean, a lot of times you're, you know, doing work in the community or wherever you feel God had you at, and you're not even paying attention to who's paying attention to you, but you just are caught up in the work. And so I'm just thankful for the opportunity to be on the show tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So if, go ahead.
So, you know, with everything that I've, you know, been working through over the last past 15 years, that's been dealing with, you know, home insecurities and, you know, dealing with heartbreak and dealing with, you know, trying to maneuver through a lot of the, you know, obstacles that many people face with the unemployment and, you know, not having enough to meet the needs of what the economy or what society says you should meet. And, of course, you know, I want to talk to you tonight about, you know, overcoming barriers because, you know, there are a lot of opportunities for barriers to make you become or make you feel like you're in a space of you can't achieve. One in particular I was thinking about earlier when I, you know, I got to feeling like, what am I going to talk about on the show tonight? And so one of those situations in particular was when I felt like I lost my faith in my ability to be able to give birth to a child after overcoming so many heartbreaks and just a lot of different things that I won't go into tonight. But once I realized that the barriers were only big when I gave them power to be big in my life. So once I, you know, began taking back my power from the things that other people begin to try to plant in my life, because, you know, once you begin repeating the things that people say that aren't right or aren't true, you begin to allow them to take root in your life. And so once I realized and that I was more powerful than what anyone could say in my heart and in my soul, I believe God was doing something in me and through me, and I was going to be able to give life. And so with that faith principle that I kept close to me and, you know, still doing what I needed to do and making sure that I was in a position to be able to breathe that life into myself and as well as breathe that back into the world, God showed up and showed out. You know, I was able to give birth to my first son in the midst of a pandemic. And so there were a lot of times, you know, in the pandemic, but a lot of people just didn't know what was going to happen next. So in the midst of that, you know, giving birth and giving life, I was also doing that in the community as well by offering people an opportunity who had been through the criminal justice system and couldn't get jobs or couldn't get housing because of the restraints of having a criminal background. So whatever the reason was, God wanted me to not only give birth to a child or human being, but he also wanted me to show there was a rebirth to those people who had lost hope and lost faith because of the barriers that were put in front of them. So I began offering expungement clinics, and, of course, up to this time today, there are hundreds of people that are walking around that are able to get the job that they want or move into the community that they want, and they're not limited by their criminal background. So I just want to encourage people that are listening tonight, make sure that you don't give your barriers more power over your life than what they're capable of having in your life if you allow them to be, you know, the biggest thing that prevent you from achieving your goals. Secondly, of course, I want to talk about, you know, it's so much going on in our world right now, and it's important for us to make sure that we're paying attention. You know, early voting is coming up all across our country right now, and that was actually one of the ways that I became in tune with what society was all about. I never knew about, you know, my rights or why I needed my rights, number one, which is so important when you go through the justice system. But voting is coming up, and we got to make sure that we get into these streets and let people know that we're not taking just anything anymore. You know, there are a lot of people that come to our communities to just say a lot of things because it sounds right, or they might give out a couple dollars just to get you to go to the polls. But if you're not standing up for what you believe in, then you're always going to vote on the wrong principles, and then the wrong principles are going to be the ones that are leading our country, which, I mean, as many of us can see on the TV and newspapers or wherever you're getting your politics at these days, it seems to be heading towards the wrong direction. Nobody can come up with a solution. It's always pushback from one side to the next. And so anyway, no matter what side of the fence that you play on, make sure you're standing on the right principles, because we really need that right now all across the board in our country. I guess the third thing that I want to, you know, encourage folks to do is go out and check out my children's books. I have a book called There Ought to Be a Law, Bright Day at the State Capitol. And I wrote that book because, again, I was in a space of not knowing where God was going to take me yet, but I was just willing and ready to serve. And so God took me to the legislature where I began to learn about how laws are made in North Carolina, and as well as the same. Once you learn how the legislative process works, it's pretty much kind of the same in all 50 states. So I learned about that process, and I just felt like the community needed that message. The legislature is one of the most powerful places in all of our states. They set the policy for the rest of the state. They are the ones that can determine how much money is allocated for certain agencies and nonprofits. And it's just so many entities are affected by the legislature. So I'm encouraging you to pick up that book. There ought to be a law bright day at the state capitol, so that way we can continue to set some precedents and, you know, set some plans in action when it's time to go vote or when it's time to go to the legislature to speak up on issues that are not according to your values. You know, and so I'm encouraging you to get out there and talk to politicians this year, listen to what their platforms are, and make sure that you're voting on the right principles. And so also I want to give away some free books tonight, of course, Squire Queen. AJ, I appreciate you guys having me. So, of course, I want to send you guys some books for having me here tonight. If anybody else out there wants to go pick up any of my books, you can head on over to brightbooks.org. That's brightbooks.org for more information on that. Or you can follow me on all social medias at Bright Books Club. And so I thank you so much for allowing me to give my spiel. I'll be actually releasing a lot of great content later in a couple months or so. I've been working on music, working on audiobooks to give those who have a disability the opportunity to still connect to good stories and still take their imagination to different places they haven't experienced before. So I'm encouraging you to stay connected, because I'm looking to stay connected to you guys.
Definitely, definitely. Let me do this for exactly. So we're going to we're going to take just a couple of brief questions, because we're going to make sure she stays on her time. But we want to say thank you, first of all. We're definitely going to have to bring you back so you can get into a little bit more. And all the legislation, the voting, we need that. And we need people that look like us to tell us the truth about that kind of stuff. So, yeah, definitely. Definitely. I'm going to pull a couple of questions. AJ, do you have anything? Because I know you like to, that's so right up your alley. So did you have any questions or comments? I guess he didn't. I'm surprised, but okay. Let me see. Trying to find some different numbers in here. Okay, let's do this one. Hey, do you have any questions or comments for Ms. Portia? Your mic is open. 205. Y'all scared of Ms. Portia? Ms. Portia is beautiful. She ain't gonna hurt y'all. Let me do this right here, Dean. Your mic is open. Three, 3, 6, your mic is open. I'm just opening the ones right there was open. Your mic is open.
Good afternoon, Sister Portia. God bless you. I heard your story just a little bit. You didn't give us much, but I did hear I did hear you say that you talked about the criminal system and how you earn your right back, how you earn your right back to be able to vote, to be able to get out and to be a mouthpiece for others and those, amen, that have been in certain situations. And truly, I am a living testimony to tell you God can and that God will. And I'm so grateful that God brought you through. Amen. To God be the glory, because it does tie my hands. I remember when I was in prison, and when I was released from prison, it was a difficult time trying to get my rights. But thank God Almighty, you know, it's been years and years and years, amen, that I was in the Baldwin State Prison in Ministry of Georgia. And I just thank God, amen, for who God is, because if you have the entity, you have the strength, God has the power to bring you through. So you don't let nothing or nobody, or you don't let your past define your purpose for your future. And I'm grateful that you got stories to tell, you got books, amen, that can just enhance others, that if God did it for you, God did it for us, he'll do it for anybody. So I'm grateful. Thank you for coming on with us tonight, giving us a little bit of who you are. Amen. To God be glory. And I just look forward for you coming back and just breaking down the barriers and just letting others know, amen, we all err, we all fall short, but God pick us back up and place our feet back upon solid ground. So thank you again, amen, for coming out and being with us tonight. God bless you, and God bless your endeavor to keep moving and keep doing what you're doing. Keep dropping it, amen, and telling somebody about somebody that done it for you, and I do the same thing for them. Ain't no little eyes and big U's. You do it. So God bless you, and thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am.
AJ. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
AJ, did you have anything for? Yeah, we hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, what was the question?
Did you have anything for Ms. Portia before she leave? I know that's kind of like, I know you like those kind of things. So.
Well, no, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you coming by the 6 Hours Radio Network. I'm blessing AJ and the squad in the Queens Court. Definitely hope to get you back and get a little bit more in depth with you. But we are definitely appreciative, all the listeners tonight, for what you have shared. I wish Goddess was here, because like I said, when it comes to books, we have a kind of a great individual on the inside that helps with books and stuff like that, and we can get you two together, link up and network. But definitely keep up the great work, and God bless you for what you're doing. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Now, of course, make sure I'll definitely have to DM to make sure you guys get your book.
Yes, definitely. I will send that in ASAP. Yes, yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to coming back in the future.
Definitely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for all you're doing. We appreciate you.
All right. Y'all have a blessed night. Peace.
Yes, ma'am. You too.
You too.
All right. That was definitely,
he's
got a lot more to tell, so he will. What's that, baby?
No, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just
going to
say, go ahead.
I'm just going to say we'll definitely look forward to her coming back. She's got a lot more to tell, but she gave you some powerful information. So remember, vote is coming up. Please make sure that you are registered to vote, that you have a right to voting. Early voting is always best. But whatever you do, whether you do it earlier or not, just make sure you vote. Because if you don't vote, you don't like how it turns out, you ain't got nothing to say about it.
That's for sure.
All right. Miss Pride and Joy.
Mm-hmm.
You got us something? Is this okay with you?
Oh, yeah.
For her?
Yes, I'm beat. talking about two things tonight. The first thing is going to be the Lighthouse for the Blind. Our mission is to assist individuals who are legally blind maintain dignity and independence by making available employment, education, and support services. Our history, Mary E. Ryder Funder, for the Lighthouse for the Blind is originally known as Industrial Aid for the Blind, Incorporated. In 1933, through her passion and imagination, she identified the need for a place whereby the blind could come and develop new productive skills and earning a steady income. The Lighthouse for the Blind of St. Louis, 501K3 nonprofit organization, headquarters. Our brand, we manufacture products in 6 governments and commercial brands, including Skillcraft, Mender Rapid, Fix Scratch, and our online store. You can visit online to shop at our extensive line of skills and government commercial products, including liquids, cleaning, and paint products. If you want that telephone number, it's 314-423-4333. Again, it's 314-423-4333. All right. And next we're going to be going over to National Clot Awareness Month. This is not supposed to come out to next month, but I went ahead and grabbed it because a lot of people have been talking about clots lately. So National Clot Awareness Month 2023, anybody can get a blood clot. March is the Blood Clot Awareness Month. It gives you an opportunity to share life-saving information about blood clots on a larger scale. This month it is a red ribbon for March. It's going to be about Blood Clot Awareness Month. Anyone can be affected by a blood clot, regardless of age, gender, or race. This Blood Clot Awareness Month, learn the signs and symptoms of a blood clot and find free resources to share with your friends and family and colleagues to help raise awareness about blood clots. What is the best sleeping position? Prevent blood clots. And sleeping on your left side is the best side because it keeps the pressure off your internal organs and promotes healthy blood flow. What are the first signs of a blood clot? Swelling of your legs, your, along with showing your veins in your legs while they're swollen with pain, tenderness in your legs. You can feel only when you stand or walking, increased warmth power on those legs, swollen and painful, red, shortness of breath, pain with deep breathing, coughing of blood, arms, legs, swelling. This happens in exact spot where that's usually where your blood clot is. So wear, make sure you wear compressive socks, stay active, raising your legs 6 inches above the level of your heart from this time. And consumer, a low-salt diet. And again, this is usually don't come out the next month, and I brought it in early because a lot of people have been getting them. So hope you enjoyed this information with National Clot Awareness Month. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, thank you. Always a pleasure, always informative. Do we have anything else for Ms. Friday and Joy Aze? Again, thank you guys for being with us tonight on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in the Queen's Court. Right here, right here, right here is where you want to be. I'm trying to tell you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What is 306 Black History? What does 306 mean? Did you know that the number 306 had significant Black history when Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. stayed at the Lawrence Motel in Memphis, the site of his assassination in 1968, he preferred to stay in room number 306. That's 306, Black history. Library of Congress. What is a NLS player, Library Service for the Blind, and Print and Disabled? You can get the latest title in audio and braille. Find the latest book online through Talking Book Topics, Braille Book Review, International Language Quarterly. NLS player are available only to the individuals who cannot see to read regular print or handle print materials and who register for the free library services. These individuals may choose to purchase commercial digital talking books. Players that are also authorized to play the NLS produced talking books and magazines. Refreshable Braille devices. Refreshable Braille display or e-radio are devices with small pins that electronically move up and down through holes representing a Braille cell user move. Move their fingers across the cell as if they were reading Braille on paper. Braille note takers are portable devices with built-in refreshable Braille display. They cannot applications. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled has been authorized to loan refreshable Braille to eligible readers. Take time out for prevention. The number is 888-657-7328. Miss Pride and Joy, the BLB. Welcome to Hallie's with Miss Pride and Joy. The mission of Hallie has to create personalized learning opportunities that empower adults with vision loss or blindness to thrive at home, at work, and in their communities. Founded in 1920 by William Hallie, an educator who lost his eyesight later in life, Hallie offers practical help, connection, and support free of charge to anyone with a visual impairment. Their families and professionals supporting them with Hallie, you can discover new ways to do things that have become more difficult due to vision loss and connect with a network of peers who get it. And you don't need to come to Hallie. Hallie help comes to you online, on the phone, or through the mail. Contact them, 1-800-323-4238. Miss Pride and Joy, I'm complete.
To replay.
Hello.
Okay. Again, great information. Great information and resources. But that's just what she does. That's what she does. Thank you so much, Miss Pride and Joy. Miss Lockley, did you have something to say?
I just want to ask Miss Pride and Joy. She was saying something about before the blood clot about products, home products, and she gave a number. I think it was 313, something like that.
That was the lighthouse number. The lighthouse number. That was the lighthouse number. Started 313-423-4333.
And what you said, this was for, you mentioned something about household.
Yeah, that's what they sell, different kind of stuff.
Oh, they sell it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, let's pay this bill right quick.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are
Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again. And several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Thank you for that. And keep them seatbelts on. Okay. All right. So we're going to, as I say, you know, sometimes things are out of your control. So we're going to go right along with the show. We are definitely still celebrating Black History. And so I'm going to see if any of you guys took your challenge. You're supposed to be going to come back with some Black History in your area. So I don't know if anybody did or not. I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm just saying if anybody did. I don't think so. So if we didn't, you still got a little while to do it. You got a couple more weeks to do it. But I want to talk about Elder John R. Hayes. He was a prominent figure here in my city, in my area. And he started his, when his son's actually was on a show at one time, but he was born on May 31st in 1942 in Birmingham, Alabama. That's right, Godfather. Where he began his fight against injustices as African Americans were faced within the community and across the nation. He attended Birmingham City High School, and after moving to California, he graduated from Oxford College in 1959. He served in the Army and eventually got a job with the Head Start program. His work with the Head Start program brought Hayes to Asheville in 1977, and his notable accomplishments was the creation of the renowned Hillcrest Enrichment Program and the Hillcrest High Steppers Majorettes. That was one of the biggest majorette band corps that we have ever had here in our city. And for the Christmas parade, they always had to put them in the back because whenever they put them in the front, all the crowd ended up following them. Post Santa Claus, bless his little heart, he was never seen because everybody started following the band. So I think everybody, there was anybody in this town has probably been part of the Hillcrest High Steppers Majorettes. He was a member of the NAACP, and he was actually the Asheville, North Carolina chapter for over 20 years before he passed in 2021. So my community hero is John R. Hayes of Birmingham, Alabama.
Oh.
Yes. Mr. Hayes, anybody else got any Black history? Since y'all didn't forget your hometown. That's okay. I ain't going to be mad at you, though. Because y'all going to get it next week. So I also have a list that I've been really thinking a lot about here lately. And it's the list of profile killings by the police. Profile killings of Black and brown people. And not, okay, let me fix this. All lives matter, okay? Okay, all lives matter. I'm not with the Black Lives Matter thing. That's just me personally. All life matters, but all lives got to matter to everybody. Okay, let's put it that way. Do you guys remember Dante Wright?
Yes.
And he was actually killed by a female police officer. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Of course, we all remember George Floyd.
Uh-huh.
You remember Eric Garner?
Uh-huh.
He was in...
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Michael Brown.
Yes.
I think he was maybe one of the first ones, yes. Laquan McDonald in Chicago. He was just walking to his van coming from McDonald's. Tamar Rice. Tamar Rice was the little boy in Ohio, in Cleveland, as a matter of fact, that was killed at the park. Walter Scott from North Charleston, South Carolina, was serving in the United States Navy, and he was killed. Freddie Gray. He died due to a spinal injury after he was handcuffed and shackled in Baltimore. Orlando Castillo. He was actually killed in the car with his girlfriend and his kids, right, in his car, and it was shown on Facebook Live, which is kind of heartbreaking. Justin Diamond, a police officer who actually killed someone thinking that he had wrote, she was in the wrong apartment. Come on now. You know your apartment. You know your apartment.
Right.
What was that at?
Jordan,
what was that at?
That was in Minneapolis.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Jordan,
okay.
It was, huh? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was saying, you're right. Uh-huh.
It's really sad, actually. Jordan Edwards, 15-year-old in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And Breonna Taylor. Say her name,
yes.
Breonna Taylor.
Yes.
Breonna
Taylor.
Yes. So, and there's many, many more. Those are just the ones that kind of stood out the most. But it's just, let's just not forget these people. Let's not forget these people. They still, somebody is still missing them. Somebody is still loving them.
That's right.
Somebody needed
That's
them.
Right.
So let's not forget them.
That's right. May I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
And let us not forget Trayvon Martin.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Trayvon Martin. And also the officer that said she went into the wrong apartment and killed the guy there in Texas. A Texas, I can't think of his name right now, but she's in prison now. But said she went in the wrong place, the wrong apartment, went into the wrong apartment and shot and killed this gentleman. I can't think of the name. So many.
There's plenty of them.
Yes, I do.
You're up, buddy. Say their name, say their name.
Hello, everyone. This is Destiny, and I'm calling from the state of Virginia. You're now listening to AJ and the Squad and the Queen's Court, the Six Eyes Radio Network. We welcome you. And may God continue to bless you.
the children that's coming, God's gonna trouble the water there.
That was Wade in the Water by Eva Cassidy.
Hi, this is Evangelist Clayton with 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. Coming by, letting you know, amen, that we represent, and when we represent, we stand. We stand on the word of God. And being a queen represents who she is. Queen got to strive like no other. Queens are intelligent, smart, kind, and volitious. Now, we know that you just wonder it out there. What makes us Queen's Court? Because we stand and we represent. We represent who we are as an individual. We represent, amen, the standards of a high performance. Amen. We make it work. We make it twerk. We make it do what it do, and guess what? We still going to be a queen afterwards, because we're going to hold down our spot, we're going to hold our place down, and we're going to stand, because we're standing on his word. And in the beginning was the word was with him, and the word was his, and we're standing on his word, and he called us beautiful and wonderfully made. Again, 6 Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad in Queens Court. And we just come by to let you know that we're holding it down. You hold it down. You're beautiful. Ladies, you're gorgeous. And you are super talented, extraordinary. Yeah, I said that. I said it. And you can join us every Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 7:30 Central. My dial is 424-243-9617. Don't you dare move that down. Don't you dare move that down. How about Jesus kill you?
Everybody doing all right? Everybody hanging on? Everybody good?
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you. 561, your mic is open.
Hey, this is Brother Jaree with 6 Eyes Network.
Hey,
guys. Hey, how y'all doing?
What's going on, Jaree? How you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Y'all doing all right? Maintainer.
Doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming by. Appreciate you.
You too.
So we're going to step over for something. So Lent just started. I don't know if any of you guys know what that is. Ash Wednesday, as a matter of fact, I believe.
Ash Wednesday.
And some may participate in that, some may not. But what I'm going to ask you guys now is, I'm for those 40 days that you have to give up something.
Mm-hmm.
What is it going to be? And this is not saying that you're going to have to do it, but if you were forced to have to do it, what would you give up for 40 days? Just anybody, sure, just jump on in there. Don't be scared.
My chest. My cream soda,
Terracola.
I'll give it up.
Okay, okay. Terracola's gold. Anybody else brave enough? Anybody else brave enough?
Yes, ma'am.
What you got? What you got?
If I had to give up anything, I would hate to say it, but I would. I would give up my Budweiser.
What? Really?
If it was not okay. So, I would have told you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Hello?
Don't be scared.
I give up my cell phone.
Oh, really? God. Okay. Okay.
Oh, my
okay. Well.
Okay. Learning.
That would be hard.
That would be hard.
Yeah.
Anybody else? What would you give up for 40 days?
Y'all can hear me?
Go ahead.
Yes.
I had my mute button on. I would give up probably Snickers. I ain't going to say chicken because I think my family passed out by doing chicken. But I say Snickers, my favorite candy bar was a Snickers, but I get better for 4 days. I eat one of them a day.
Okay. All right, Snickers. Anybody else? Don't be scared. You don't have to do it. We're just asking. You're under no obligation to do it if you say it. let me see. What can I give up for 40 days? I'm going to say chips. I don't do a lot of candy. I'm a big snacker. I like chips. So I'm going to say chips. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I tell my mind that's what I'm going to do, maybe I'll do it, but I don't know. But I'm going to say chips. Anybody else? So we're getting rid of the Cherry Coke, the Budweiser, the Snickers. Look, all of the snacks, except for Ms. Lockwood. She's making us all feel bad because she said her whole cell phone.
Can't do that one. I wouldn't want to.
610, your mic is open.
Hi, how y'all doing?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good. I would probably have to say soul food for me.
Soul food?
What? I'm a soul brother, but I would definitely have to say that.
What?
You mean you ain't gonna have the chicken and the macaroni and the greens and all that? Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm a soul brother, and it would definitely hurt me, but I would take that on the chin. I'd take that on the chin. I'd do that.
Okay.
You know what, Queen? That would be hard for me to give up red velvet and a pound cake. My red
yes.
velvet cake. That would be. But I do it. I press my waist. I'll do it.
I tried bread one time, for real, and I mean not bread, meat, and I did great. And then when I got ready to, when it was up, and I actually wanted to eat some meat, I got sick. But I got over that because I had to have my meat, so it didn't last very long. Anybody else? Mr. Lockley, what you gonna give up over there?
I give up my TV.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wait a minute, y'all, wait a minute. You giving up the TV, she giving up the cell phone. Wait a minute, wait a minute. We're going to have to come and visit y'all then, because y'all ain't going to have nothing to do in the house. We're going to have to come and visit y'all.
You're welcome.
Back up, squad. We're going to visit the Lockleys.
You're welcome.
It's going to be
okay.
Open up the book.
Yay.
It's on Busta Reading Rainbow order.
Right. Mr. AJ, don't be quiet over there. What you giving up?
Graham crackers.
Graham crackers. Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. He done ate a whole pack tonight. He done ate a whole pack.
I don't want no more Graham crackers for the rest of the year.
Oh, my goodness.
Both of them.
You just like them plain, Mr. AJ? Are you a
no,
peanut butter?
No, I got these. It's like cinnamon. They're like cinnamon honey graham crackers.
Oh.
And a lady friend of mine bought them for me once upon a time, and now I'm addicted to them. and so I eat one, and it's like I find myself going to get another one, and then I find myself going to get another one. It's like, so
yeah.
I'm good until I open the box, but... You know, and then as soon as I open one pack, I like, you know, an hour later, I'm like, oh, Lord, I'd have ate another pack of graham crackers.
I love them too, brother.
I mean, they're so convenient, you know, like when you want a quick snack or something to munch on, it's like
right.
You ain't got to go in the refrigerator, you ain't got to pull out a pot, a pan,
right.
A bowl, just right there. And they're so good.
You saw us in the cake. We had order a pound, a big old huge pound. What is it? Red velvet cake. It didn't even last 2 weeks.
Oh God!
4 days.
Yeah.
4 days.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Lucky, y'all can get that big old red velvet cake because you ain't gonna have no phone, ain't gonna have no TV, so y'all can sit and eat that whole cake.
So AJ, you saying you just can't eat just one, huh?
No, I can't just eat
like
one.
Like them
Lay's no.
Potato chip, can't eat just one.
He done changed the slogan for Lay's, can't eat just one.
Wow.
But you know what? The hospital, y'all remember now? Back in the day, the hospital had the best graham crackers that, and they
yeah.
They bring you only two.
You ain't
only get like. I
like it with peanut butter on them.
You too.
Yeah.
Make a s'mores out of them. I like them like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you spray some cheese on it, you know the cheese in the can, baby.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't tried that. Like that yet.
Try it. Yeah.
That's the graham crackers. I ain't got no cheese, though.
Okay. Well, for you guys that actually trying to do your Lent, good luck. Let us know how you did. For you guys that were just playing, you know, we'll try something maybe a little bit.
I might make it to Sunday. God, but you.
Oh.
So is there anything in the news, anything anybody want to talk about? Anybody got anything? There's a lot going on.
Sorry, it was Super Bowl Sunday. Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
How sweet it was. How sweet it was.
I know it was for you.
And they said that was the most watched one in years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Because all the Swifties, they see it, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's all
probably,
right.
Probably.
Y'all want to talk about this man, Hugh?
Go ahead. You all see where they said Travis Kelce got the move, well, moving out of his house because of the Taylor Swift, because of Taylor Swift has set his house, you know, on flame, you know, so he got to move out of his house because of
really?
Taylor Swift. Yeah.
Oh, she must have called him. She's doing something.
Yeah.
She done went left a lot. Left out.
She doing one of them. What was that TLC girl?
Yep.
Maybe he gonna move on up. You know,
he was a football player too.
George Jefferson. Be moving on up.
Wow.
Looking
couple.
Did you guys see the statues of Kobe Brown? They got two statues of Kobe Brown. You guys seen those? Yeah.
Oh yeah, cause she had one, but then they didn't like the one that she had, and then that's how she got another one. Because they wanted her to move the first one. They wanted her to move the first one that they had. Wherever they had it at, the first one, they wanted her to move it. And she didn't want to do that. So that's why she got another one.
They got one. They got one that's six feet something, and then the other one, six point something, 9 feet or something they got. But they are elegant. They're beautiful.
I've seen
it
first.
Yeah. They are beautiful. I said, that's awesome. And his daughter. What's her name? Was the one that died? What's her name?
Gigi. Gigi.
Yeah, Gigi.
That was her name,
anyway. Yeah.
Gianna. That was her name, Gianna.
Yeah, Gianna, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and her. I said, wow, that's beautiful.
That was pretty.
Wow.
I'm going to see the Miss Riley Joyce. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, yeah, I was going to tell what I told you about. Oh, yeah, this man, he was intoxicated. He was drunk, and he was on the expressway. He went down the expressway, and he hit 12 cars.
Oh, my gosh.
12 cars on the expressway. He went down there, and he hit 12 cars on the expressway.
Oh, my God. Everything happened.
Yeah. It's really crazy.
That is crazy. Show the what he had on his mind.
Now I'm going to tell you something that is very crazy. You know how we talk about Black history and what our kids learn. So the other day, today, was the 100th day of school. So a lot of classes did different things, about 100 or whatever. So one particular class had the kids come in just like somebody old, you know, you look like he was 100 years old. So this particular little boy came through, and he was dressed in his vest, and he had gray hair and had a little beard or whatever. And he said, "Guess who I am?" And I said, "Barack Obama." No, I said, "Frederick Douglass." And he said, "Nope." And I said, "Barack Obama." And he said, "Who?" I said, "Barack Obama." He said, "Who is that?" So the little boy that was behind him, I said, "Baby, you can go ahead. You fine." I said, because I got to talk to him for a second. I got up and I closed that door. I said, "Baby, did you ask him who Barack Obama was?" He's in the fourth grade. And he said, "Yeah." He said, "Who is that?" I said, I said, "So if anybody ever asks you again who Barack Obama is," I said, "first of all, I want you to correct them and tell them that's President Barack Obama." I said, and then I want you to understand that that's the first Black president that we had in the United States, okay? And he said, "Oh, we had one?" I said, "Yeah, baby." I said, "We had one and he won two times." I said, "But I need you to remember what I just told you. So when you come back through here for lunch, I'm going to ask you again, who was we talking about?" But when he left that, I'm seeing him like he's in the fourth grade, and nobody told that baby who Barack Obama was? And I said, so when he came back, sure enough, he came back and he looked dead at him. I said, I'm ready. Tell me. He said, "I am President Barack Obama, and I was the first Black president in the United States." I said, "Baby, don't you forget it either." But it bothered me that he didn't know that already. And I'm like, wow. But that's what I say. We just got to keep teaching our kids. We just got to keep teaching them because never stop learning. Ever stop learning.
Never.
They won't know.
Yep. Anybody got anything else? Remember all those phone numbers that Ms. Pride and Joy had? We'll make sure they get put on our Facebook page for your information purposes. Hopefully you can use something out of that. All of the authors that has come in their books, I'll put that on the Facebook page as well, so you can reach out to some of those, especially all you grandparents and great-grandparents out there. There's nothing more important than reading to a child. So all those books will come in handy, too. So, yeah, that's what we're here for, resources and information that you can use. Anybody got anything? AJ, you got anything over there tonight?
I have one thing to say.
Yes, go right ahead.
In Montgomery, Alabama, we are putting up a statue of Rosa Parks. And later on, we're going to put up a statue of Martin Luther King in Montgomery, Alabama. Because he was the pastor of Dexter Avenue Baptist Church there. And that's why his son was named Dexter Scott King. He was named after that church.
Thank you.
Have anybody heard that the vice president is trying to get Obama out of office because he has dementia?
The 25th Amendment?
You mean Joe Biden?
Yeah, that's it.
They got dementia and we got Alzheimer's. But yes, I did hear something about that. Where Miss the Vice President Kamala Harris. But in my opinion, there's something, you know, it's a whole lot going on. Her fall back because they can't keep our president. They can't hide it anymore. You know, it's just you know, whether he's falling up steps or down steps or. You know, he have, you know, calling presidents and dictators by the wrong names or addressing who in the wrong country or, you know, he had a whole speech today and he, you know, he froze all up and forgot what he was talking about. And so it's just getting to a point where it's getting kind of ugly for the Democrats or those inside the Democratic Party who are trying to use Joe Biden for their agendas. And so, you know, all of a sudden Kamala Harris is, you know, stepping up after, you know, where she's been for the last 3 years, but okay. And now she wants to play the role of vice president and come and talk and this and that. So just in case she needs to step in, right, so they've got to give her airtime. She's got to be more, you know, in the cameras and try to get people to, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris. And nobody's really feeling that love with her. She hasn't done anything for the border. And that was supposed to be her main objective when she got in the office as the vice president. And she did absolutely nothing. I was, you know, like most individuals, I was like, oh, okay, Kamala Harris, that's a beautiful thing. But then I say, when she got into office, what has she done for her community? What has she done for the little girls of America? Like, what have you done with all the power, all the prestige, all the things that you could have done, you know, first black vice president, woman at that? And so your legacy is what? And I'll leave that up to you to discuss. I'll complete.
You're correct, because I have not been pleased with her. I'm not, as a strong black woman, I have not been pleased with her at all. That's just my opinion. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. But like I said, get out and vote. Vote. Believe it or not, your vote does count.
It's important.
And that's your right, your God-given right to vote. So vote.
Real quickly, I just want to say, I don't know how many other squad or other listeners were on Goddess's podcast, but I want to say thank you to Goddess. For those of you who do not know, Queenie and I graced her podcast on Valentine's Day. I'm going to say thank you to her. I had a great time. Thank you, Queen, for being there with me and, you know, making me sound good. All those good things that, you know, that we talked about and discussed. So I just appreciate you, and I just, like, once again, just want to say thank you to Goddess for all that she does for AJ and the squad and the Six Stars Radio Network. Thank you. I'm complete.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to make him sound good. He sounded good by himself. I'm just saying. he got that point a lot. So. But it was definitely fun. It was a little nervous on the other side. But say what?
I was saying something on the other side.
Yeah, it was a little nervous on the other side. I had been an interviewee rather than an interviewer, so it was interesting. But it was fun. It was great. Goddess is an awesome woman. She's a very big supporter of AJ and the squad, the Queen Squad, all of us here. So we do say thank you very much. Her and I are working on collaborating some things for some women's empowerment conventions, and, of course, all of you will definitely be invited. And we just want to continue to just uplift each other, continue to worship with each other, pray for each other, be there for each other. And like I said, we all going through something. We all going to keep on going through something. But the key word is through. So once you come through one end and come out the other side, then you are right. You are right. So we still here. God gave us all one more chance to get it right. So let's get it right. Let's get it right. And if we don't, pray for another chance. So. Mm-hmm. Pray until something happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we want you guys to be aware that AJ and the Squad of the Queen's Court may be having a different number coming up soon. Mm-hmm. We're making some changes, but you will definitely be informed of everything that's going on and what those numbers will be and where we'll be located. Greater heights and deeper depths. So everything we're doing is the better if we can serve you. So just stay tuned for that.
Okay.
Any more announcements? Anything?
May I
just
say something?
Stop your head. Yes, ma'am.
I want to say to Brother AJ, you didn't sound like you was nervous. You sound like you just got comfortable in your skin. So I'm just grateful to sit there and listen, amen, and watch it. You know, it was definitely alive and so forth, but you all did a phenomenal job, and I'm so grateful to have shared that with you all. And you all that want to go back and view, you can go back to Facebook. You can go back to Facebook, and you can put it up, and you can listen to it live show. Amen. But I was just grateful to be in the house. I did right on that page as you all were talking and everything, and I did give my kudos and my likes and my thumbs up. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you all in the show that you all did. Very nice. You didn't sound like you were nervous at all. You sounded like you was right at home. Right at home, comfortable. So you all did a great job.
Well, I appreciate you. Thank you for that. I have to be mindful, you know, sometimes not only when I'm on this platform, but if I go on to other platforms, I have to be mindful of some of the things that I'll say, knowing that I still have a story, a testimony to give. So I put out little bits and pieces just because, you know, it's like a little bit of me over here, a little bit of me over there, and maybe somebody hears it here, somebody hears it there, and it'll bring them back here. And then, as you know, as I say, you know, sometimes you want to let people in, but I'm still used to that. You know, it took me a long time to let you know all of you in. I take into, you know, I'm being mindful, knowing that these platforms are all over America, other countries. So yeah, I just want to say thank you that I'm very appreciative to all those who came out and gave us love, you know, and like I say, we're just getting started. We're just getting started.
Amen.
I just want to say to you, AJ, I want to thank you, and this is not even coming from your queen. This is coming from just somebody who knows you. And the things that you've been through, the things that you've experienced, some of the things you're going through now, you give so unselfishly of yourself. Time and time and time again. And I can just speak upon what you do for me, not to mention a whole other surroundings that you have. But you are an awesome man. And in regards of whatever other personalities we say we all have or whatever, your heart and your spirit is of gold. And no matter where we're going and no matter what God has planned for us, I want you to know that in your corner I will always stand because you are an awesome man. And I just want to tell you that. And I want you to see you as I see you. You are truly, truly a gem. You are truly somebody to have in your corner. Your dedication and your faithfulness and your loyalty is outstanding. And I say that with every fiber of my being. You are an example of what a man is supposed to be. That's why you are the king that you are. And I just thank you for being who you are, and I thank God for him bringing you into my life on this level, on any level. You are an awesome, precious prayer, and I appreciate that. I just thank you for who you are, and I just want you to be able to see you like I see you.
That's why you are that distinguished gentleman.
Go ahead.
That's why you are that distinguished gentleman. But now, I want me some hologram crackers.
You can
well,
have
he don't
them.
Need
I, got
them.
I got two boxes. You can have them. I'll put them in the mail for you.
Okay.
So, Godfather, I didn't get a little candy, but was that good enough?
Oh, yeah, babe. I guess that was good. You,
okay,
it was
thank
good
you,
to
thank
go.
You, thank you.
What a pleasure, honey. What a pleasure. And I just like to say, I guess I've been a good guy tonight this week because AJ didn't have to scold me or chastise me this week. So I'm grateful.
Okay. And you didn't have to put him in the paper. You didn't have to put him
okay.
in the paper.
No, I just put him in the paper. He didn't deserve to go in the paper.
Maybe next week.
Wow. Wow.
He say that now. He's probably in the paper now.
Right.
He'll be in the paper next week.
Probably
you never know from week to week.
If
what
he ain't
might
already
happen.
Put him in
you
the
never
day.
Know.
Oh, no. You never know.
You never know.
I'm going to put both of them in the paper.
Well, I'd like to know, did any of the guys get in any Valentine's gifts this year? Because it was the latest time to buy the men. Something. Did any man get anything?
I know I didn't.
Oh, my God. I know the answer. Don't say anymore.
I know I didn't.
For y'all, I got my Valentine's Day gift. Y'all ain't getting nothing.
That's right.
Thank you.
I got time well spent with my queen. I mean,
you know. We ain't got nothing.
Amen. Oh, no.
He said he got nothing.
I mean, wonderful. I know somebody got a hug, a kiss.
You got each other.
Yeah. Exactly. I got virtual hugs and virtual kisses. I don't know. Like, we went out on a whole podcast stream date. I had a great time. Huh?
Yes.
But congratulations.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm gonna give hot cayenne pepper to every woman I meet for Valentine's.
Oh no, not
are you
hot
right?
cayenne pepper.
No, I don't want that. Six oh five, your mic is open. Six oh five. Okay, it's all right. You going back on mute? Okay.
Well, we sure enough appreciate
what
you, though.
Thank you for being there, though.
Okay.
I think somebody was trying to say something in the background. Go ahead, Mr. Tupi.
Hey, what did the ladies receive? Any ladies want to share what they received for Valentine's
Day? Part.
Yeah.
Well, again, so I got time well spent. I got a virtual date. But, you know, I get that. I'm loved every day. So whether I got anything physical or not, I get my love every day. So I'm like,
come on.
Okay, you want to try again? 605, your mic is open. And this is going to be the final time. 605. Okay, we're not playing that game, so there you go. All right.
No, we're not.
We're not. That's that on that one. Yeah, so I get mine every day, so I'm satisfied with that.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody got anything else? We're about to wind down here, and it's been another great time here on the Good Radio Network with AJ the Squad and the Queen's Court. We say something to peace. I'm sorry.
Yeah, don't forget to continue to post on Facebook. Go live if you want to. Continue to post Black History facts, things that we don't know nothing about.
Yes.
Feel free. Share some soul food dishes. You know, I got that question out there.
And I want to say thank you to Miss Silhouette. She's been putting up some Black History, so thank you for that. We appreciate that. Acknowledge that tonight in your presence, in your absence, I'm sorry. So thank you again for that.
We want to remind everybody, right here on the Six Sizes Radio Network, every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check out the founder of the Six Sizes Radio Network, Mr. Six Sizes himself, kicking it with the crew every Saturday night, right here on the Six Sizes Radio Network. Every Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Well, AJ, it's 9:30
now. 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what? Yes, ma'am. You are correct.
Yes, it sure is.
I apologize. Make sure you check out the founder of the Six Eyes Radio Network, Mr. Six Eyes himself, kicking it with the crew every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
We thank you guys for spending another fabulous Friday with us. Appreciate you so much. You just don't know what you do for us. So we hope we give you that same back in return. Don't forget to be with us next week. You know, we got another one. We got another one. We got another one. So just come on back and check it out. I ain't going to tell you. You just have to wait and see. Now you got to come back and find out. How about that? So tell a friend and tell a friend and tell another friend. Come on, check us out.
All right.
Before we get up out of here like we always do about this time, God grants us serenity to accept those things we cannot change, the courage to change those things that we can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And we all say, amen.
Amen.
Godfather, you trying to say something, sir? All right, I'm going to take that as a no.
Hey, I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Y'all line still going strong, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I would like to check it out, but I wanted to know if y'all had a backdoor number where my phone was safe.
I don't believe so, sir. I don't believe so. At least not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
I don't know if you have anybody's information.
I'm having some trouble
but...
with that calling sometimes because my phone got off and calling, so.
Right. Sometimes I don't know if you have a house line or some people download the text talk apps. And those are ways that you can get around some of those issues that I know you're referencing.
Okay, got you. Appreciate it.
All right. No problem.
Sir, did you want to introduce yourself?
No.
Okay. That's okay.
Say it again.
I was asked if you wanted to introduce yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Fresh. Yeah, I've been on here a few times.
Yeah, Fresh been in with us for a minute
now.
Yeah, I
just didn't
Silhouette friends, right.
Right. I just didn't want to tell you nobody there, nobody else. So thank you again for being here. Appreciate you, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
right. King, are you ready to close us out? Anybody, anybody, anybody? Well, we thank you guys so much. Again, continue celebrating Black History Month. It's history, period. It ain't just got to be black. It's history, period. It's going to go on and on and on. But we thank you guys for being with us tonight. Remember, we are part of Black History ourselves, so we don't have to be doing anything in any books. We are Black History because we are still here. So. Love you guys. Thank you for your support. All yes, sir. Right.
You've been listening to another phenomenal episode of AJ and the Squad, along with the Queen's Court here on the Six Eyes Radio.
Hello, this is the Queen from the Queen's Court on the Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the Squad. Please join us every first Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as the women empower each other. Come spend your Friday night with us right here with the Queen's Court.
Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next Friday. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a great evening.
You too.
There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
Bring me higher love.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.